This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. It's Denise and Diana and Wendy from Citizens Advice.
Good morning.
And it's building up to Christmas, and you know that it's Christmas because as I drove here this morning, first Christmas song, so that says that it's Christmas. And
Snoopy's Christmas, probably.
It was Snoopy's Christmas, Wendy, mm-hmm. and it showed my age because growing up in that era as a teenager, I could lots of reminiscing and knew all the words.
Oh, wow.
So that shows my age.
Very good.
So this morning we're going to just talk about some of the issues that come up with Christmas, and I know that people start getting anxious and stressed at this time of the year, both financially and in the home front, as to what's going to happen. So hopefully we've just got a few suggestions that we can talk through. One of the ones that I do want to really highlight is the age concern, who on Christmas Day run a Christmas meal. It's something that you need to register for. However, it is available. It's a community lunch, and it is for people 60 years and older who are alone and finding this time of the year challenging. So they are also able to deliver for those who are unable to leave their home. But if you do want to be part of that, you need to register. So it's calling Age Concern on 06 870 9060, or you can email them on hastings@ageconcernhawkesbay.co.nz. So that's something to look forward to.
Yes, I think they've been doing that for the past few years, have they, Denise?
Yes. Yeah. And Age Concern do a wonderful service.
They do.
We have a lot of organisations where we refer them to Age Concern, and they also do the same with us. So, Wendy, do you want to talk about the Nourish for Nil?
Yes, certainly. So we'll just have a brief look at Nourished for Nil. Now, that's in Napier and also in Hastings. So in Hastings, they're situated in Queen Street West, and it's a service where you can go in. On some occasions, you will need to have a referral, but I think Nourished for Nil, you don't. Is that right, Denise? You can just walk in.
You just go in.
Yeah. So it's a food rescue place, so that means that the food is perfectly fine, but it just might have been from the previous day, or the vegetables are still fine. And they also have a social supermarket as well. Now, that still comes under the umbrella of Nourished for Nil. It operates a little bit separately. Now, this one does need a referral by an approved agency. So that might be from WINS or somebody like that, so that they've got some point of reference for you. It's a walk-ins to this one are not accepted as shopping is done using a booking system.
And points too, isn't it, Wendy?
Yes, it is. It is points.
Yeah.
It's there's a point system, so a single adult, for example, is allocated 55 points, which equates to $20. A family of three, 65 points, $25. Family of four, it increases 70 points, $35. Large families, 75 points, or $40. Now, these are well patronised, these services. There's also food parcels as well. So if you're finding it a wee bit tough out there, that there is this resource. And as I say, it's in Queen Street. They're also in Camberley, Flaxmere, and they have outlets in Napier as well, in Maranui and Green Meadows. So they are out there, and as Denise said, it's a good time to do your planning and your shopping early, and make lists. Absolutely. I know that might sound a wee bit our family might be aghast at making lists, but it's a good way to keep focused and organised, so that you can keep on track, keep a track of your spending, what you've got, what you haven't got, and what you need.
That concept of the social supermarket, I think it's really interesting. I think I read somewhere that if we recycled or stopped our food waste by 25%, we would have no hunger in the world.
Yeah.
Now, you know, whether that would be distributed evenly, who knows, but it's an amazing concept.
Yes.
And we think of the amount of food that is thrown out.
Oh, my word,
and this
yes.
is just one little track to try and ease that issue.
Yes, it's we could, you know, and we can all do our bit, and particularly at this time of the year, I think quite a bit of, at Christmas anyway, food that's not used, what's going to be thrown out. Well, there we go. That contributes to the waste, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Yeah. Mm. So there we go. So
one of the huge challenges, I think, that people come under pressure at this time of year is to go and spend money. And many of us are on limited incomes and many of us don't have much money to spare. And yet the shops are out there with their jingles and their baubles and come and spend, spend, spend. So it's a challenge sometimes to work out how you're going to cope with all of that pressure and still provide some of the fun and excitement that we now do expect for Christmas, especially for the children. And so families come up with all sorts of different ways of doing it. I know in our family last year we said only going to buy something at the supermarket. And it can be toilet cleaner or it could be some fancy chocolates, put some sort of limit on it.
Yes,
And for families that don't have anything to spare, sometimes just giving time is useful. Mm. And you can make a voucher and give it to someone to say, I'm going to mend something of yours that's broken. You might be a really good sewer and go and fix something that's broken.
Yeah. Well, so sometimes too, you can make little, you know, your own little gift box. You can buy a little cheap basket somewhere, just stick a few little items in it, wrap it up and put a cellophane and you've got a wee gift basket.
And showing it as an example, and I saw something on the Facebook marketplace of a young lad who was offering to wash recycling bins, and he's doing it in payment for a tin of food, and then he's donating that tin of food back to the Nourish for Nil for their social supermarkets.
So. Excellent.
And one of the new traps that's come on the scene is the Boxing Day sale, and we talked about it the other day about some of the things that can go wrong there. And Denise, you had some ideas about how to, you know, save yourself going in and spending megabucks that you may not have.
Yes, it's really saying, look, you know, actually, is this item on my list? Is it a an item that I want or I need? And, you know, often we get these glossy brochures and it's, you know, Black Friday and then you say Boxing Day sales and, oh, yes, it would be lovely to have a 100-inch television. Well, actually, do we need that? Yes.
And do check that the advertised very low price actually does match the thing that you're buying, because sometimes they'll go 60% off everything, but it may not be off everything at all.
Yes.
So there are traps out there, and the retail world is very clever at luring us in.
And often it's their best day, isn't it, for outlets. Yes. It can be a very, very lucrative day for them. So it's just a matter of keeping a lid on things and keeping a list too. Is it a need or a want?
Yes.
And it's easy to get drawn in, swept up, and you think, oh, that's it's cheap.
And another idea, Diana, you said about buying something from the supermarket. Someone I was talking to just recently, they've made a call in their family that you buy something from the op shop.
Oh.
So that's another way to be looking at.
Yes,
and, you know, have these conversations beforehand. It's not a competition about who can get the biggest and best present.
No.
It's a time for family to get together.
Yes, and you know, reflecting on the year that's been and looking ahead to the year that's coming. And
did we have any ideas about loneliness and how people who are on their own may be able to find somewhere? I know we've talked about the age concern dinner or lunch, but
I think if you know it's an individual thing, but you know if you live in a street, try and be aware of who's who, who's at home, who's at home on their own. And as you know, Denise said, it's a very challenging time this time of the year for a lot of people, not just those on their own, but you know, families live. You know, spread out, we're global, and you know, so if you can just know of somebody that you know might be down the road, mightn't see a lot of them, but invite them over or take something to them. I think that could make a big difference to somebody's day.
And age concern provide a lot of links as well.
Yes.
So they have people who will take someone out for coffee or will go and visit somebody who's not mobile or not able to get out. Yeah. And so it's a good organisation to get into.
It's very, very good. And there's, yes, I agree entirely, 100%. Yeah.
One of the other organisations which I've just been made aware of is Weave Hawke's Bay. Mm. Now, Weave Hawke's Bay, we will go into more detail in the new year, but it's an organisation which will help people who are in life's challenges, really, whether it's financially or whether it's with family issues. So that's another organisation that you can make contact with. Hiratonga Women's Centre.
Yes.
And then, of course, it's CAB themselves.
Yes,
and if you have an issue, no matter how small it is, remembering, is there our 0800 number?
Yes.
Our hours, we will be having a holiday break from the 19th of December to the 5th of January. But, you know, apart from that, we are Monday to Friday from 9 till 4. As I said, the 0800 number. And we also run clinics on Saturday. So, you know, if you have an issue, even if it's that you're actually feeling a little bit out of your depth with whatever, please come in and chat with us or give us a phone call.
Mm. Weave Hawke's Bay is one of the places you can go to get a referral to the social supermarket. So they take on board all of that mentoring and taking care of people who might be, you know, struggling along a bit. So yeah, it'd be good to explore what they do.
Yes. Yeah. Te Tai Whenua is another organisation, Salvation Army. So, you know, lots of organisations out there which we can put you in contact with.
Yes. It's just a matter of, you know, knowing where to go, who to phone. And but there is, you know, there is lots of resources out there, you know, that do help and can help.
So, you know, I think probably in summary, it is a time of celebration, but it can be quite a stressful time for a lot of people. And don't let the stress get on top of you. Call out. Mm. Call out for help, even if it's just to talk with somebody.
Exactly. And most of all, try and enjoy it and have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And we'll catch you all again in February.
Mm,
February.
Lovely. See you then.
Thank you.
Bye for now. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.